What other questions do you get for metastatic disease?
What to do in never smokers? You know, the never smokers represent about 10% of the population.
How about oligosmokers?
In my experience, you know, if you use the cutoff of 10 to 15 pack years or so, it's probably another 10% or so. So we're talking in 1 in 5 patients that you're going to see in practice fall into this category. It's not insignificant when you think of the numbers of lung cancers that we see. The one thing that I am convinced of in that population is that anti-EGFR therapy seems to be important. This seems to be a disease that is much more driven by the EGFR pathway, probably has fewer molecular aberrations out there, such as KRAS mutations and others. And the data we have thus far in the first and second line, either using EGFR TKIs in combination with chemo or EGFR TKIs as single agent, suggests that the survival impact that's seen in that population is quite significant. The hazard ratios are kind of in the 0.4 range. So to me, it tells me that in the drug we have available now, zerlotinib should be used relatively early. The questions that I struggle with in the never smoker is that many of them are eligible for Avastin. So what do you do in that setting? Are they an erlotinib patient? Are they an Avastin patient? What's the role of chemotherapy?
How about both?
I was just going to get to that because I think the choices are to give these patients chemotherapy with Avastin, and then as we are supposed to continue the Avastin, perhaps add Tarceva to it. We have a lot of safety information. I don't think you're going to harm patients by doing that. Maybe they should get, if they are not a Avastin candidate, let's say they have brain mets, then the question is it chemo followed immediately in kind of a maintenance strategy with Tarceva? Is it chemo with Tarceva or is it Tarceva alone? In the CLGB, we have a trial running that randomizes these patients to erlotinib alone versus carbotax plus erlotinib. So two of those three possibilities are being explored in the CLGB trial. I guess you could have argued what we should have done in CLGB is give 4 cycles of chemo followed immediately by erlotinib, or maybe just chemo alone as a control arm. But again, there's only so much you can do in a randomized phase 2 to sort out these issues. But I think the never smoker really is a different patient. Their disease is, I think, more EGFR dependent. And the incorporation of anti-EGFR strategies earlier is, I think, important in these patients.